It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We do have Pastor Abraham Petty joining us to give us some perspective and some answers. And our question for today is, if your desire is to convert atheists so that they become more like you, do you think that you're currently better than them? Yo, Woodley's, very good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question for today.
Good afternoon, Pundis. Thank you very much for having me. I'm just laughing at the question as well. Like, yes. It's very, very interesting.
I'm also laughing at you, Pundis. You are getting tough questions this week. If Quite your tough, desire indeed. Is to convert atheists so that they become more like you, do you think that you're currently better than them? What's your answer, Pundis?
Yeah, surely, Mfundis, the desire of Christians, desire of us really, is simply to share the love and truth about Jesus Christ to everyone. So this has nothing to do with feeling superior to others, because the message of Christianity really is one of grace, humility, and compassion. And in fact, the truth of the matter is, we as Christians can go as far as only sharing our experiences of God's love and the truth about Christ. The conversion part is it's not about us. It is actually Christ himself. It's the Holy Spirit actually who does the conviction and the conversion of a soul. So here, this comes from the fact that God has placed a lot of value on a person. From Genesis 1 verse 27, everyone who is created in the image of God, and so this is inherent worth that we all have. And so the desire really is to share faith that comes from a place of love and concern for other people's spiritual well-being as well, and as opposed to us feeling superior or anything else like that. And so even as we do this, like the word of God says, we do this with humility, because we understand ultimately that faith is a gift from God. So it is not about superiority, but just sharing the hope that we find in Christ our Savior. So for this, in brief, in summary, we can just say that, like we said earlier, the aim is not to convert others out of a sense of superiority, but to share the transformative love of Christ with humility and respect for all individuals. I think this is how basically we can say it. Sure, Mfundis.
So as you know, Mfundis, as a journalist, my job first is to understand the question and break it down, deconstruct the question so I can be able to understand the various nuances of the question. This person writes,
yeah, sure.
If your desire is to convert atheists, is it our desire? I mean, I don't know if the scripture says that is our desire. Isn't it us? Our job is to just do what we are told. The Great Commission does not talk about our desire. It speaks about his desire, Christ's desire. What exactly did you understand about this person suggesting that our executing the Great Commission is our desire and not the desire of God? Help me understand there. What did you make of that, Mfundis?
Sure, Mfundis. I'm just glad that you're bringing that perspective in. Truly, the desire is of God to have humanity to himself.
To convert, yeah.
And because we have responded to that desire of God, and we are on his side, then he sends us out to invite more people to God's desire. It is not man's desire. Usually man's desire is to run away from God, but the desire of God is to bring us back, to reconcile us back to himself. And so every child of God who has responded to that has a similar impulse. I mean, is led by a similar impulse to invite many to this love, to this truth about God. Yeah. So this includes everyone else, even those who who are atheists, as it were.
So it's not really our desire. That person is mistaken to suggest that that's our desire. It's God's desire. It's Jesus' desire when he gives out the Great Commission. He tells us his desire to convert. So the idea of conversion and proselytizing is not really our idea. It's not our desire. It's his. And then the person goes on to say, so that they become more like you. I laughed when I saw this because nowhere does the Bible say people must become like us. We're supposed to be like Christ. That's the idea of Christian, to be Christ-like. Absolutely. So I don't know where this person gets this theology that the purpose of proselytization is to make people like people. It's to convert people to be like Christ. I laughed because I thought this person's got a wrong handle there. What did you think of this?
Yeah, probably this comes from the notion that when we are inviting people to Christ, we just want them to discard what they believe in and think like us.
Yeah.
But really that's just not the goal. Like you've rightly put it, is to share the love of God. In fact, Christ himself says it's God reconciling the world to himself. So everyone is supposed to be like Christ. Each of us, even as Christians, we can't go on comparing ourselves with others. We want to be like Christ.
Right.
Our desire really is to be like Christ, even as he invites us to himself. So it's not really. I mean, how can we be like others? Because we are all 40. So it's actually the standard is Christ. And one who calls us to himself is Christ. So everything else is Christ's perspective.
Absolutely. So we would have been very, very mistaken if we don't address the sentiments of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Please come with me, Mfundisi, to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, which is a very necessary verse to address because it purports to speak to what this person is talking about here. But upon closer inspection, you'll get to understand. So I'd like you to explain it. I'm going to read it, and then you explain it because it also has been misinterpreted. And I do believe many people have given incorrect hermeneutic as far as that is concerned. I'm reading it from verse 1. I'm just going to read verse 1. Verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, "You are to imitate me just as I imitate Christ." That then becomes the basis of many a thought that people think that Christians believe they are better, just like Paul thought he was better. Just clarify what Paul meant there, Mfundisi.
Yeah. So it's very interesting, the purpose of Scripture, because I think in that society, people are looking for something tangible to follow. You know what it is? And so Paul, in trying to help them understand, is like, you see, in other words, if you reverse that statement, he simply says, "I am following Christ." So the focus, if you see anything that I'm doing in this aspect, it's because I'm following Jesus Christ. And so if ever you're looking for an example, it's like, as I do these things for Christ, it's like Jesus is almost at the center, not almost, okay, Christ is at the center of this behavior, of these things that I do. So in other words, he's saying, let's all follow Christ, because even himself is following Jesus. He's following Jesus. So it's like simply saying, our perfect example is Christ. I'm following him. Let's follow this one. Let's follow Christ to do together. And in other words, that's what he's saying, because people are looking for something tangible. Now, something tangible is as I follow Christ. So anything else that I divert other than Christ, please don't. But it says Christ is a focal point. Each one of us, let's go to follow Jesus, our Savior.
Absolutely. It's like bricklayers. One expert architect will tell the bricklayer, this is how you're supposed to do it. And then the foreman knows and learns this is the way it's supposed to be done. The other meslan or the other men who are going to be taught, they're not going to be taught by the architect or the engineer. They're going to be taught by this one who has been taught by the boss. And this one is going to say, this is what the boss said you must do. So lay it like I'm laying it. Don't lay it your way. Lay it the way I am doing it, because this is what the boss said you must do it. And So the idea really, it's always to be the example of what we were taught, to live Absolutely. In the way that we were taught. And we Amen. Must be the Bibles. When people don't read Bibles, they must look at yes. our lives and see yes. what the Bible says in our lives, Mfundisi.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's powerful, Mfundisi. In fact, you know, there's a very powerful witness is often done by our lives, like you said,
absolutely.
Our actions. You know,
absolutely.
Demonstrating love, kindness, integrity. These things speak volumes than even just words. So
absolutely.
I think you're right, because Christianity really is just beyond words. It's actually their whole life transformed to be like Christ. When someone sees you, they should say, He is Christ.
Absolutely.
Because our behavior, everything else is mirrored by actually the life of Christ himself.
Absolutely.
Sure, from this.
Done. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's been a great week. I don't envy you.
Yeah.
This week's questions.
I'm looking forward to more questions. You don't know how much I learn out of this.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. No, I'll let my producer know for this. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Sabbath okay. for this year.
Thanks for this year. God bless you too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.